Hello and welcome in to the Sower Data Game Week 460 preview. I'm Andrew Laird. You can find me as Lairdino on Sower. Joined today by Harry Trades to talk about this game week that is very big for Harry, but really not that big for anyone else. Harry, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm doing well, thanks, man. Nice little Opta adjustment this morning to wake up to, which was fun. So, there's worse Monday mornings to be had. And, massive midweek for myself and a couple of the others that, relishing the international game weeks.
For those of you who are unaware, apparently there are people on the platform who get positive benefits from Opta, and Harry is one of them.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest. I knew it was happening in the sense, like, I was watching the game, and there's no way he shouldn't have got a tackle for what I saw, and it was just like another tackle, double-double, and it's the best sort of, possible thing that could happen to you overnight. So, no, but to be fair, in the same lineup, Layson did get adjusted down. So there was a give and take. Yeah, it wasn't just all dandelions. And
Fair enough. So we are in an international break. There are some domestic matches throughout, a little bit in South America, but not many. And it's only fitting that Yohannatan was first in the chat today, because I consider Yohannatan to be an international break shark. That every so often an international break comes and we're like, oh, who knows what's going on, blah, blah. And Yohannatan's like, I've been ready for 6 weeks.
Yeah, and literally.
So finally, the best time on Sora has arrived, the international break. And Yohannatan was like, international breaks are the best. You just need to plan ahead. And I think Yohannatan's the best planner for international breaks I've seen on the platform. Simple as that.
Yeah, it's worked out well for him, especially obviously Israel playing in the championships or the playoffs or whatever this midweek. Yeah, big midweek.
Toby says, I have four players playing and three of them are defenders, which I'm not sure any new gameplay change is gonna help with that. And then Tom, also on the podium here, afternoon gents, currently watching on my train over to Blackpool in the UK for work. I know where that is. If you know where that is, I feel sorry for you. Ricky apparently not a fan of international breaks, nor SR Monkey says, first week in years, I won't be able to run a full rare team, to which I say, we have 26 hours left. There is plenty of time to get a rare team out there. That's it.
100%.
Harry, is it finally time for Welsh stacks to shine?
I mean, if they don't this week, they'll never shine, is probably the best way to answer that question. It is. I think it is.
All right. It's Wilson. Kerry, what's up? Hallingen, absolute belter of a game week this one. Yeah, I mean, we'll get into it. What's up, Liam? Mike, Simo, appreciate everyone coming in. Toby, all I know is the Scandi Discord cleaned up this game week. Yeah, let's... Yeah.
We'll happens.
Here we go. Up the Dragons from Simo. He's in. I like this one. We'll add this to the Sower Conspiracies. Agent Cooper, I swear Opta, look at Sower leaderboards and decide which managers to punish and which managers deserve an award. From what I have learned from the Friday pre-deadline show with Harry and Quinny, all you have to do is like the stream and the gods are on your side.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's it.
And some people don't do that. And it's apparent in their scores, you know?
It's exactly what I was going to say. It's so easy, and people are like, I'll tempt fate. And here you are with your 9-point Monday adjustment down. Anyway, let's check out this midweek as we're still waiting two more matches today, including your boys from Andorra.
Yep.
But for the midweek, Poland, Greece, whatever Aucas is, Emelec, and Wales. Wales, Finland.
It's amazing. How are we top five? I mean, I'll take it. The rest, yeah, we're all in the same little boat, aren't we? It's like 51% to like 40-odd% win percentage between, all the home, I guess all home bar Ukraine, Euro nations and stuff. I don't know. It's a weird one. I know those matchup indicators are looking incredibly green, but that can't be true, can it, Led? Like the hundreds and stuff? That can't be right.
It was probably one match against like Moldova. And so,
right.
So no, I don't think they're true.
Fair. And what Tobias is saying there, don't underestimate Finland. I think, I mean, it has, I'm not saying Wales go out here and like win. This is going to be a tight game. Like, there's no way we go out and blitz these. It just doesn't happen. Wales doesn't go out and win 2 or 3 nil on nights like this. Like, there's big pressure on this. And the only way we get through is like by a 1-0 or like a 2-0 by max, I would say. I would be like, this is trying to like, sort of see how the game week goes and stuff and the game itself. But like, I really don't think we concede. I'd be shocked if we did. I know they have Pukki and whatever, but like, they have some threats. But I just, if anything happens, it's going to be 1-0 Wales. Or it's like a serious upset where they just turn us over, because I've been there and it's happened before far too many times to my liking. So I don't know. We've got goals in our team for once. Everyone's on real good form. Like the last, I've been telling you in the Discord, right? It's like Harry Wilson assist, Nico this, whoever this. Like every Welsh player seems to have really stepped it up the last few weeks. So yeah, we're in a good position. Ramsey's back fit as well. He played against Swansea on the weekend after off the bench and stuff. So I don't know. It's going to be tight regardless, like really, really tight.
Of all the players to note that are in form, I guess he wasn't great this week, but you didn't even include Brennan.
Why can't he really, really let me down this weekend, Lid? And I don't
want to talk about it. All right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
He, I trusted him and he really, really let me down.
To go back, or can you read this for us, please? I'm not allowed to read it.
He wants you to read it.
No. I'm not reading it.
Okay, so it's just Cymru and Byth, which is Wales for life, and then Harry Bach, which is little Harry.
Oh, all right.
Bach is small.
But yeah, I'm not. Little. That's a hard pass for me. What's up, Quinny? Johannesson said, I messaged today in the Scandinavia Discord that I need an Opta adjustment 3 minutes after the guy ahead of me lost 10 points and I'm first in cap 240.
Pay to win, baby. Pay to win.
Yeah, like sometimes, to be honest, like the Opta gods work in very mysterious ways. And there's sometimes you're like, man, can I please have an adjustment? And they're like, you can't, but we'll go kill this guy's lineup. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
Like and subscribe.
We have a vendetta against them. Yeah.
Yep. Chani, what's up? Got zero players in this game. We've got to show love to the boys here. Thank you, Chani. Quinny, are we actually going to get Vasilj starting this week?
I think that's optimistic.
I think so, too. If he starts, Harry, I have, three rare goalkeepers playing this week and no lineup.
Oh, that's good. So you have Hrdecky, Vasilj. Who is your other one? Ooh. Oh, I know. It's Braun.
Nope.
No.
Much better than Brown.
Better than that.
Yeah.
Is it domestic team?
Yes, it is.
Oh my god. It's not the LDU boys. Ah, Petroli, another cleaner yesterday. He has a game week, does he? Oh, that's so annoying. Of course he has a game.
It really is.
Oh my god.
What's if Wales win this midweek? What's the second? Is there a second game?
Yeah, it'd be Poland or Estonia, which would be like next midweek again. I think it's not the weekend, because I was hoping that Danny Ward's L15 of zero would carry over to the weekend, but it's not going to, I don't think. So, okay. I think it's Thursday, Tuesday we play if we get through, and they're both at home, so we'll play Poland at home / Estonia if we win, of course. But yeah, Poland's going to be tough. Like I went to watch them play against Wales, actually, in a friendly not too long ago. And it was 1-1. Obviously, it was a friendly and stuff. But Lewan played. A couple of the big boys played. Swiderski scored, actually. Shout out, Tripping B. But yeah, no, I think that'd be really tough. I honestly don't think we beat Poland, even at home. Like, it'll be tight. I just don't. They've got too much quality, I think. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Agent Cooper said he'd back you to slot one past Hrdecky.
Well, the way he seems to leak goals recently, doesn't he, with the old 3-1 4-1 2-1 by Leverkusen scores, killing McLeaney.
Always.
Yeah,
I think, speaking of that, you have done a really good job of normalizing the word Cleaney. And I was at the last Make It a Double Double where they brought it up again and how offended Adam is, but like, it does seem like enough people are using it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think like my friendship group uses it and stuff. So I'm just kind of, it's just normalized, I guess, where like IRL for me. So when I bring it online, I don't know. I just assume it's going to be as well taken that way. But yeah, I know there's obviously going to be people who are against it, and that's fine. It's completely fine. It's a free world.
Ari said, I believe Laird is in that Discord, which I am. Laird is Opta Conv. I am definitely not Opta. I will be Opta for So Rare Sevens, but not now. Anyway, so as we said, second division Europe empty, Asia is empty, Challenger's empty, Champion is empty, but we got boys in America.
That's interesting.
Are there even prizes?
Lid, I think the prizes for this midweek feel like far too generous, especially in the All Stars and stuff. I don't know whether So Rare feeling sorry for us, the All Stars like going and stuff, but I felt like there was far too much going on personally.
Where's the prize pool now? Can we not find it?
Go to March. Yeah, you should be able to see it.
Where? These aren't even real lineups. It's just individually now, like this.
Right. As in, like, we can't see the actual cards. Is that what we're saying?
Right.
Right.
Can I? Have to click through all of them. That's real helpful. Anyway, 35 rare cards available in Champion America Rare, which has 0 licensed teams. Is Rosario licensed?
Potentially. Yeah. I think they are.
Like this season? Yeah, I think they are.
LDU, technically, or they technically still in season? Where are they too? I'm sure they
don't see them here anywhere.
That's weird. They're in my lineup builder.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they were yesterday, 100%. Because I have two LDU. Sorry, I have two LDU cards. Let me have a look.
I don't see LDU.
Oh, anyone, no, it's gone now. They've actually gone. Yeah, that's weird.
Huh.
They were definitely in there, 1,000,000%, because I had put POV, the captain of LDU. That's
postponed.
That's why. Oh, so does that mean the prize pools are going to get adjusted?
I don't think they can adjust down.
Wow. Okay.
Poor Simo, there isn't enough digits in Laird's calculator to count the BCMs in So Rare Sevens. You know what's funny about that is that they were talking about how, like, because of the scores, everyone, like, all the attackers are going to get 100. I'm like, I don't know. As long as they don't hit 5, like, those BCMs might have people much further down. Let's see. Rosario and Argentinos are licensed. Did they relicense Argentinos? Rosario, I think, is. I was looking for the new Jorge Brown cards. Does he have new ones? Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Oh, there he is. There's the goat.
There he is.
Anyway. All right. So let's go back.
Like, what I'm thinking is, are people going to just play their America? I know there's not many anyway, but are they just going to slot them in there? Because that could be a nice little free ride at something, like, in a way.
It feels like, I mean, it's not even a good matchup is the funny thing. Like, if you have the Rosario cards. Yeah.
But do you need it to be a good matchup?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you even need them? Yeah.
I don't know what I would do if I had a full set of Argentina cards or wherever, Ecuadorian. Would I just keep them in? I think I would, because I could still win MLS cards and stuff that are in seat. You know what I mean? Like, there is that added incentive, I think, for people to not go into gas. Or I shouldn't say gas, sorry. All-star.
somebody's winning a star in America Rare Plus.
Wow. See, yeah, that could be good for us all-star guys then, because I think that'll attract, I'd like to think, enough people to just keep their America cards in America.
Maybe. Mike Basson saying Aucas, who's the biggest favorite, have Len Zelota, who was on Argentinos last year. Is that who it was?
Yeah.
And they're the biggest favorite, so
okay.
There you go.
Yeah, they just beat LDU, I think, on the weekend. Yeah, they did. 2-1.
Without Lanzalota. Does he actually play?
Oh, yeah. What happened there? I don't know. Strange.
What's up, Mike? Come on now.
Come on, Mike.
Harry, who do you think is at the top of the star pool for America right now?
Ooh, in America Rare Plus. Good question. It's got to be Messi, hasn't it? Chucho, Messi.
I was going to say Cucho, maybe.
I'm still saying Messi. Oh, I lost. That's annoying. See, that's crazy. Somebody won Carlos Hill as a tier one midweek, by the way. You know, I was mentioning it, like I could have won him. Somebody, no one won him in All-Star, but in Rare Plus, I think fourth or fifth won Hill, which is just bonkers because
that's
the first
crazy.
Mint went for like 900 bucks or something. And then at the time of him being given out, they hadn't minted the second or something. I don't know. I don't know.
Love when that happens. Mike Bassin's claiming Lanzelota was rested, but.
Okay.
Poland and Greece stacks to win it all.
There is something going on with Australian stacks led. I think they're playing Lebanon, but they don't have, they don't have odds.
Correct. We actually have a couple here. Thank you for bringing that up. Because we have South Korea at home against Thailand also.
Yeah.
Which we do not have odds for, and then the old Japan against North Korea. How about that?
Wow. Okay.
China, Singapore.
Yeah. I think Qatar. Who is that?
Is that Kuwait?
Kuwait. Yeah, I don't know. This is what I'm worried about. Like, this is what's going to... Somebody sent me their, like, all-star super rare team yesterday, I believe, and was like, he literally has, like, a full Australia stack, bar the forward, and he was like, does anyone know any good forwards that I can buy for midweek type of thing? Because he literally has the whole lot, for Australia. I think it was Matt Ryan and whoever. So, like, those little sneaky stacks, like, we think Wales and, you know, Israel are going to be sneaky. Poland, like, there's even sneakier because of this, like, you know, no odds or whatever. So, yeah, that is worrisome for me.
Adam Taggart.
That's the answer.
I mean, surely it's Sun, right? He has to be the answer.
Right, yeah. Yeah, if you're talking, sort of upper echelon, it has to be. But
if you need a forward for the midweek.
Sun. It's annoying. I have Juan Lee Chan in my lineup build-up. Obviously, he's got a hamstring injury, so he won't be playing for South Korea. Yeah, that could work. But apparently, South Korea have a new manager right now. Obviously, Son's going to play if he's fit or whatever, but there was a couple of... I think it's South Korea that have the new manager.
Didn't they have Klinsmann?
Yeah, I was going to say it was Klinsmann, right? I'm pretty sure I saw that discussed yesterday that we don't really know what's going to go on with that team because they have a new manager. So
I had no idea he got fired.
Yeah, neither did I until it was actually discussed.
Wow. Looking for food said, the question is, will the points needed for a reward in All-Star be less than 270?
No, I think I think you can win a reward with less points in 270, in my opinion, just because there's a cap as well, right? But maybe I'm completely off on
that. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, that's just my assumption. Obviously, nobody knows what's going to happen, but there is a few DM, like L15 to zero. Like I said, Danny Ward's should
I was
be
gonna, yeah, I was
going to
say these internationals always get that, those guys.
Yeah, and I think Carl Hayne maybe for Estonia. I know he's playing against Poland, so it's not ideal, but there's a couple out there. So, I don't know. I really don't know how this.
223 cards available in All-Star Rare, 47 in Rare Plus. That seems like a lot. God.
Honestly, it feels like a stupid amount for what's actually out there.
I'm going to go straight to goalkeepers for pick scores because there just can't even be that many goalies.
There's not really, but there's a few sneaky ones, obviously. Matt Ryan, Chesney probably gets a clean sheet if we had to guess. Petroli. Mamardashvili plays. That's a bit annoying, actually, Led. I was speaking to Jonathan about that. Luxembourg, because their squad isn't updated yet on Sora Data and stuff, they won't come up in your lineup builder right now. So, like
no Luxembourg players?
Well, from my experience, yeah, because I have that Yevandro guy who's on loan at NAC. and he doesn't come up, and he like starts every game for them. So I don't know whether does anyone have Morris? Let us know if Morris comes up in your lineup builder.
I was thinking of Chanel. Where's Quinny? Quinny is Chanel. I mean, I guess we could just look at ourselves.
Oh yeah, Chanel as well. Yeah,
he still plays, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
some come up, some don't. Yeah, we're probably just waiting for it to update. Is the annoying thing.
Yeah, Chanel probably does. There he is.
Quinny's going to win this week, isn't he?
I know. Quinny has some. Giacomacchi's on fire yesterday. Okay. It's the goalkeeper. Oh, wow. They think Vasilij is going to start, do they?
I can't fathom. I mean, how many? 19 predictions of people guessing? I don't think.
It's not a bad team, though.
So a lot of rewards available that this could win one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Even if Vasil doesn't play, I'd assume.
Right.
Genuinely, yeah.
Yeah, as it said, Vasil should be like 33%.
Right, okay. Yeah, who is the Bosnia keeper? I'm blanking on that one.
They've used like a few of them as the problem. Somebody was hurt. Let me see here. Like the last, like these three games, I think they used three, which are just the last three we have, three different ones. So this is Rodak. No, I'm sorry. Piric.
Vasilij. Okay.
Oh, Sehic. That's who.
Yeah, the Turkish league.
Who's in Saudi now, right?
Oh, is he? No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Al Khalij. Okay. Not even one of the good ones.
Yeah. Oh, wow. He might. I don't know. Oh, no way. Oscar Zambrano got done for doping.
Of course. Of course, Johannesson knew who it was.
He's like the better version of my guy, Sebastian Gonzalez. He is a bit chunky. Yeah, I did think.
Now we know why.
He does look juiced. Yeah, we do. That's wild. Jesus. He was linked to like Barcelona and stuff.
Wow.
Like he had some mega links this summer. Jesus, that's so crazy.
Agent Cooper with a horrible joke. Bosnia and Herzeg a goalkeeper. Anyway. So let's see. It's not a lot.
It's not, is it?
And even Trubin isn't locked, right?
Yeah, what happened there?
They have
it's the old guy, isn't it? Oh no. Yeah. They have a really old guy, Petrov or something? I don't know.
Not click on that.
I think they gave him like his last game or something.
Oh, well, maybe. That's not who I was thinking. Oh, well. Lunin? Okay.
Lunin, yeah, of course. Yeah, Lunin's on fire right now. That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Jonathan said Zambrano is using the blame your his wife. The soccer player suffers from allergies and the romantic partner gave him some medicines to alleviate the discomfort, which definitely reads like a Google Translate, but yeah. Gotta know what you're taking, guys. That's all.
Yep.
All right.
What have we
overall
got?
Man.
Poland. South Korea.
Nothing said this is a great game week when Jacob Kiwior is top
and Jan Bednarek. Wow. Well, Sam will be happy, I think. Okay.
Double A at home against Estonia. What a world. Lewandowski not there. Oh, we got a little Bolshnevitz. I don't think he starts normally.
Okay.
Although the last he got hurt on international duty. I remember that.
Did he really?
Right after I got him.
Oh, my days. Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird one, isn't it? There's not much going on here. I can't wait for the most random team ever. Oh, yeah, 58th minute. I think Cavacho is out as well. Cravadonna, I think he's suspended. Yeah, I think I think he's suspended.
Let me get my my free lineup builder. correct response. Stat so padded. I did a bunch of lineup projections on last Thursday, and then I got the news. Shout out to Mickey, who told me that Teddy Tuma was out, and I changed my lineups and didn't change my lineup, my predicted lineup, and I was so pissed.
What would have that made you 100%, or did that let you down? Don't know.
Who knows?
Let's see.
I was pretty good, I think, for the this just shows me the points, not quickly how many I got right.
Right.
But I've already qualified for the monthly raffle here. Whoops. I didn't mean to click that. 500 projections, 80% accuracy. There we go.
That's insane. Fair play.
Game's too easy.
It's good. Game's the game.
Anyway, where were we?
Pick school.
Harry, what's the U23 situation here? Obviously, Trubin is there, so we have a goalie.
Yeah, maybe. It's basically if you don't have Trubin. I mean, there's other ones. Obviously, Zion Suzuki might start for Japan, I'm going to assume. Carl Hain as well. Mamadashvili's in there. Yeah, I'm not venturing into there without a goalkeeper, personally. Just because the two goalkeepers that are there are just a bit scary.
What's he doing? So Olofsson on loan from Midtjylland to Mafra, which is like the second division Portuguese club that they have like 9 players on loan to.
Oh my God.
He, I think, will be starting or in the squad for Iceland ahead of my boy Runner Runnerson, who just continues to rot on a bench now, at least in Denmark. But
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good old Runnerson. I don't know. There's definitely a few goalies there. Brandon Nico. Yeah. So Gluch will be playing for Israel. That's obviously a decent matchup. Kiwi, I mean, yeah, that's basically as good as it gets.
That's about as good as it gets.
What's the forward situation for under 23? I bet that's not amazingly vast. I can't imagine there's many under 23 forwards. Yevandro will be one. Lee Kang in. Does he have forward cards now, though?
It's a good question.
Didn't think he did.
I don't think so.
No. So has he? That's weird.
That is weird.
Okay. Mika Tuwezi, Davidashvili. Yeah, there's not Teke Kubo. If Kubo plays, that could be quite fun.
Yep. That's literally it, though.
That's wild, isn't it? Jesus, there's hardly anything there.
Let's just build a lineup. You know how to do this.
Yeah, I've got a bit of experience in this one. QEO, AAA, Gluch, Brennan, and then Nico. I know Brennan's a weird one. He should play because he's the most expensive Welsh player we have right now by a mile, and he's the only one that starts in the Premier League, if we're being honest. So it's like, he should play, but he never plays well for us, ever. And Kiefer Moore's on fire as well in the championship. So I don't know. It's a weird one. They could both play, actually, in a weird world where Brennan plays on the wing. That's the good thing about him. He can kind of play anywhere across the three. Davidashvili in there. I mean, there's not going to be many better teams than that, really. Especially with Cravadonna not playing.
Right.
Like, that forward position is just instantly nerfed, and it's just anyone's game, I think. All at home as well. That is Gator Guy's wet dream, right? Well, actually, probably not, because he hates under 23s, I think. So it might not be, to be fair.
I don't think he hates, but he doesn't play it. So
yeah.
Zielinski shows no game for Zielinski on So Rare, not So Rare data. So we have him as a no game. All right. We'll see. I'll look into it. Get my hard hat on. It seems silly to even look at Cap 240 stuff.
Yeah, but it's worth it. Why not?
It's worth it, I guess. Let's just go to... since I have Pavel Bolshnevitz and he's the top at 44, we'll go to 44. Oh, there's Chanel.
Yeah, nice and low there. Low Chanel. Paulson. There's not much going on, is there? I guess the L15 of zeros aren't like... Ward won't show up because he's not 100%. Like, people don't think he was going to start, which I kind of get it, but I also think he does start. Look at that. His limited price is $10 right now. That is funny. But I guess there is the possibility of two games, right? That's kind of a thing. So you're not just getting one game out of him, obviously, right. If we win. If we lose, then yeah, it's curtains. But
except he's basically unplayable in a cap mode when he scores 75 this midweek.
True. Exactly that. Yeah. Yeah, because it'll like we said earlier, it'll be updated, won't it, for next midweek again. So yeah, that's annoying.
Get Hine in here too.
I don't know what to do. Do I use Danny Ward's L15 that's in 240 and just try and blitz 240?
I think the right answer is to get another Danny Ward. And then just play both.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to get, a couple of weeks ago when I got this one in, I had offers out and stuff. And yeah, he was like £40 at the time. I know. I don't know if anyone's actually bothered buying a rare recently. So I don't know if his price has actually risen. I don't think it has. Maybe it has. No. I get it. Well, yeah, what's the point of really taking the risk on the...
Amazing that nobody wanted to pay $315 for a Danny Ward rare card.
I mean, you know, never know. Championship utility at some point, hopefully. Maybe. Never. He can't even get into he's not even in the Leicester squad. He plays for the under-23s. That's all you need to know. He literally plays for the U23s.
Toby said he's got a Ward going for 390 in cap 240 with Ward 0.
Nice. Yeah.
It's a way to do it.
That's a good point. I literally didn't think of that. I'm so conservative in my thinking in 240 right now. I don't even think about trying to hit that top one. But now that's an interesting one, you know. I'm going to think on that. Because that's a lot of ETH. Could you make that up in All-Star Red Plus? Very interesting, actually.
How far does the cash payment go for All-Star? 80,
but $25. That's definitely something to think about. 390 though, Led. What's the average on that? That's like 878 average, right?
It's a lot.
It's a lot, isn't it? Jesus. It is a lot. But 250 is tasty if you can hit it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to get a better chance than a DMP goalie, really.
Mike Basson said, Ward is a Stefan Horvath Svilar clone. Another 3 years before he starts for a club.
Yeah, I get it, though. If I'm a goalie, I probably don't want to play either. I just get paid and just train.
Yeah.
Like, if I know I'm not as good as the guy who plays for the same team as me, like, I think it's just quite easy to just, especially at 30 as well. Like, I know it's not that old, but, like, you just know you've got 5 more years easy in this as a goalie, if not more. And, like,
if not more, you know, yeah.
Yeah, way more if you can look after yourself. So, I don't know. But obviously, you can get paid more if you start, I assume. But, like, at Leicester, he probably gets a going-up bonus and stuff. Like, I can't imagine it's that, that bad for him.
That's all you need. That's all you need. That's the ambition we're really looking from our footballers. I think that's all we got. So thank you. I was going to make this comment actually, just what Toby said, move to South America at 38 and start until you're 45. Yeah, that's what it is.
Literally.
So yeah, thank you everybody for joining. If you could please like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Shout out to Quinny who was here before. And, it's a weird one. The weekend's going to be weird. Next midweek's going to be weird. And then the whole world changes. We get to the transition period. Before the new silver, but it's there. So thank you, everybody, and good luck this midweek.